Monday, May 13th, I realized that I never did an episode about sprouts. My new habit, new winning habit for the second quarter of 2024 was to get involved in making and eating sprouts. Why sprouts? Because I've learned over the past, year and such, that sprouts are super fucking healthy for you and super easy to grow your own on your windowsill, on your kitchen counter. Like, you don't need a garden. So in my studies, I found this Doug Evans, who is the sprout guy. He started a company called The Sprouting Company and wrote a book called The Sprout Book. So he's the dude. You can follow him on Instagram and whatnot, or just check him out. He's, you know, in the Jesse Itzler influencer type of world where he like shows up at Jesse's events and teaches people about sprouts. Probably where I heard of it initially. Supposedly sprouts, like, I've heard in the past broccoli sprouts can like fucking cure cancer. But supposedly sprouts have like 20 to 100x the benefits of the actual vegetable. So a piece of broccoli or a broccoli sprout, the nutrients and health benefits of the sprout are far superior to the actual vegetable. Anyway, I went to the Sprouting Company website and purchased a starter kit months ago, but it's not that big, but big enough where it didn't fit the last time my wife went back in February. So when we were back for spring break, I brought it back here with me. So for almost a month now, I guess, I've had the container and two bags of seeds to get started with. One is a salad mix and one is a broccoli. And you just take like a quarter cup of seeds, dump them in this large mason jar that they give you that is part of the kit that has this like cover with slits in it so the sprouts can breathe and grow. And for like 5 days, every day, twice a day, you kind of rinse and drain the sprouts and leave them in this little device on an angle on my like little kitchen island. And 5 days later, depending on when you feel like harvesting them, you've got a whole container full of fucking sprouts. It's that simple. Even an idiot like me can do it. And if they're half as healthy as they claim to be, we should just check out, you know, just Google benefits of sprouts. It's an amazingly affordable and easy, quick way to just get a bunch of healthy shit in your body. I have like, you know, a couple times a day, I'll just like go into the fridge where I'm keeping my Tupperware full of my latest harvest and just take a handful and just shove them in my mouth. And then when I want to get crazy on a night like tonight, like before we had dinner as a little starter, I made a broccoli sprout salad for my wife and I, where I chopped up some cucumbers, some avocado, some red onion, threw them in with the broccoli sprouts, a little olive oil, salt and pepper. And it's fucking delicious. I mean, probably that dish, even without the sprouts, would be delicious, but getting the sprouts in, knowing that I'm, you know, feeding my soul with some goodness, it's a pretty easy win, guys. Very happy that I went to this undertaking. So my wife's going to New York tomorrow, and she's bringing back, I ordered some new flavors. There's like 10 different kinds of seeds. So she's coming back now with a protein mix, mung beans, which is like, if you've ever been to Tomo in New York City, one of my favorite sushi places, like, or other sushi places, they kind of give you that as like a little appetizer. They're like crunchy, have a little sweetness to them. And what else did I order? And chickpeas. Pretty fucking cool. So very, these are the things I get excited about these days. This is where we're at in life. But yeah, fucking growing my own sprouts now. Get involved.